Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back. We are live. We are broadcasting worldwide. And we have a special guest, a highly decorated military veteran who's also an artist and a Second Amendment activist joining us, coming up in studio in the third hour to get the perspective of a veteran on the world today. Met Mario Lopez down in San Antonio at the open carry rally at the Alamo, and he lost an arm. Most of the flesh off his face and an eye and an IED. That's not why we're having him on. He's an amazing artist, and just his story of adversity and fighting through it is buoying to my heart, and I think it will be to yours as well. So that is coming up, and he will be in studio with us today in the third hour. But the balance of the transmission, the first 2 hours, we will be taking your phone calls, covering the news. Mancow said his phone died, the battery died when we went to break, and so he'll finish his story. The real reason I got him on was not the $9.5 million buy-off plan to go to a pro-Obama radio show. The real reason I wanted to have him on was talking to a major Hollywood star who personally knew Obama and actually lived with him for years, he was saying. And so that's some real intel there, and we want to get him back on to talk about that a little bit for about 5-10 minutes at the bottom of the hour to finish the rest of the story. Obviously, it's just an overload of news. We declared a semi-victory yesterday when the Seattle Police Department that put in NSA spy boxes hooked into the federal government via the threat fusion centers. We declared a semi-victory that they had at least said, okay, we're going to turn off these devices while the city council looks at it. Because the council never even authorized them to be turned on. It was a grant last year. The system's being put in right now. The city wanted to review it to find out what it's doing. It was violating privacy. The police, of course, under Homeland, had it on. That's what it's all about. It's about the bureaucracy doing whatever it wants, totally illegally. Just like the DEA is in all the NSA data systems spying on Americans without warrants and then using it in court. It's all completely illegal. It's all completely selectively enforced. It is the people that run this country that ship in the vast majority of the narcotics. They're the same big banks that own the military-industrial complex, that own the big insurance complex, that own the big pharma complex. They push the legal and the illegal drugs on you. And I would just advise young people, never get on any of it, including coffee. Because once you get addicted to something, it's not fun. I'm addicted to coffee. I've battled tobacco my whole life. Haven't had any tobacco other than, I think, a couple cigars the last 3.5 years. And I'm always on and off pipes, cigarettes, chewing tobacco. If it grows on a tobacco plant, I want to put it in my body. But the issue is that imagine this is the modern slavery. They put out these chemicals. They put out these plants that have always been there, that people have been using forever, that in the 20s and 30s you could buy at any drugstore. You could send a five-year-old in to buy a box of cocaine or a box of opium, a bottle of opium. Then they make it illegal. It puts all this money into it. It creates a huge crime culture, corrupts the police. Well, yeah, when did they get rid of Prohibition? 1930s, early 1930s. When did they make all the other drugs illegal? Right then, they needed a new business. The only reason I'm concerned about getting rid of the drug war is that you've got such a criminal culture now that the criminals will go to other things. We know this from countries that have decriminalized. It's made crime drop massively, except for a few things. Kidnapping and stuff. But it doesn't matter. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Big Obamacare news, big military news, big NSA news. It's all coming up, but I'll finish up with the fact that the police did not turn the Wi-Fi system off. Of course not.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's already Thursday, the 14th day of November, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. President Obama is giving a press conference slash speech yet again, selling the propaganda that is the Obama Nation care, the scam care. Now, going over the latest on Obamacare here today, businesses cut full-time workers to meet Obamacare mandate. Study finds Christian Science Monitor. Oh, really? It was written to lower wages and incentivize part-time because the globalists want a poor population. That's a set, Agenda 21, UN official policy is to make you poor and a renter. Let's continue. Can we, I know you've heard this 1,000 times here, but now it's happening en masse. Public college cites high cost of Obamacare in canceling students' health plans. It goes on and on. And now Obama is out giving a speech. Here. Let's hear some of the latest lies that he's reading off of a teleprompter.
help you bring down the costs.
Oh.
So if you received one of these letters, I'd encourage you to take a look at the marketplace. Even if the website isn't working as smoothly as it should be for everybody yet,
as smoothly as it should be,
the plan comparison tool that lets you browse costs for new plans near you is working just fine.
Oh, it's working just fine.
This fix won't solve
every problem. Go to one of our navigators who will enroll you in the Democratic Party and anti-Congress.
A lot of people. Doing more will require work with Congress. And I've said from the beginning, I'm willing to work with Democrats and Republicans to fix problems as they arise. This is an example of what I was talking about. We can always make this law work better. It is important to understand, though, that the old individual market was not working well. And it's important that we don't pretend that somehow that's a place worth going back to. Too often it works fine as long as you stay healthy. It doesn't work well when you're sick.
All right, let's so stop right there. We'll go back to it in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we had the lowest cost on record, highest quality health care in the world 50 years ago on record. That's on record. All the royalty of the planet, Saudi Arabian, British, Dutch, Japanese, they all came here. Lowest cost, highest quality. Let me say that again. Lowest cost, highest quality, quickest delivery. Lowest cost, highest quality, quickest delivery. On record. Government got involved with select mega corporations and big banks that got into the insurance business and wrote regulations and set things into the markets to control and monopolize the markets and to then introduce government money into the markets, Medicare, Medicaid, and other systems that now drove up the price, just like education. We had the highest quality education in the world on average, one of the highest college graduation rates, the highest physical IQs, the most inventions until the 70s. Okay? America was the longest lived on average. America was the biggest savers on average. We were the most wealthy on average. We were 4%. Out of 100 of the world population, and we had half the wealth. We've lost almost all of that now. Globalism is a curse. Globalism is insider groups robbing everyone. So they wreck the old system and then give you something 10 times worse. It's probably 20 times worse. And then they're going to, as I told you, write new laws to make it even worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And by then, Obama the puppet will be long gone. And you'll be under globalist, fascist death care. Let's go back and hear what this literal foreign agent, here to sell the trendy TV-watching public. Hey, he's got a neat suit. He's a Harvard lawyer. You know, he's half black. This must mean there's a difference. No, the same mega banks, the same old evil white men are the ones running things who've got everybody black and white at the ground level fighting with each other. And it's the ultimate joke to them to put up Obama, and it's been a devastating victory. He has been incredibly successful. He has been the most successful tyrant of the 20th century, the 21st century. There were other tyrants that were very successful in the 20th. He is, undoubtedly, Obama, I'm giving him this title now, is the most successful tyrant, liar, con artist, fraudster, fake idea, Madison Avenue manufactured propaganda coup d'etat that has been around in the 13, almost 14 years that is the 21st century. Let's go back to the pure manifestation of an actor reading off a teleprompter selling you total betrayal. Here is the con artist in chief.
And, you know, regardless of what Congress does, ultimately I'm the President of the United States, and they expect me to do something about it. So in terms of how I intend to approach it, I'm just going to keep on working as hard as I can around the priorities that the American people care about. And I think it's legitimate for them to expect me to have to win back some credibility on this health care law in particular, and on a whole range of these issues in general. And, you know, that's on me. I mean, we fumbled the rollout on this healthcare law.
Told you, folks.
There are a whole bunch of things about it that are working really well.
Oh,
which people didn't notice.
Like saying brain cancer is working really well.
Because they weren't controversial. So making sure kids could stay on their parents' plans until they're up through the age of 25.
But the parents get thrown off the plan,
sure
you lying sack of crap.
More discounts on the prescription drugs. There were a whole bunch of stuff that we did well over the first 3 years. But we always knew that these marketplaces, creating a place where people can shop.
All right, that's enough.
And through
they always knew that it basically increased the price the last 3 years by around 50% before it even kicked in. It got rid of the laws blocking insurance companies from stopping competition. And now it's ended a bunch of competition. It's made 50 million people, not 35 million, go out and get insurance. It's going to kick another 52 million off of it. And it is the greatest criminal transfer of wealth I've ever seen, not even to a government, but to these big banks. And you have to understand, folks, we've got to get out of the system to not have things collapse. It's designed to collapse in a stepping fashion. And I told you, first Sebelius would fall on her sword when this came out. Then Obama would fall on his sword and say, it's my fault the buck stops with me, because it came out even in the Associated Press 2 weeks ago. That guy searched this. I want to show TV viewers. Insurance companies warn Obama not to scale back Obamacare was the headline. And they were actually in their big consortium lobbying group issuing a public statement saying, listen, buddy, fall on that sword, take the blame, claim it's the computer not working, because they need to blame the computer not working. It's working, folks. It's designed to kick you off your plan. It's designed to create a pool of people who they have your ID to then make you get insurance at double, triple, quadruple, or even above that. Some people are paying 700% more. On average, it's 200% more. Humana in Texas, 539% increase on families with no pre-existing conditions, doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. This is a wish list of the most bloodthirsty, vicious insurance companies the world has ever seen. The ones that took over our health care and screwed it over. And the poor average Democrat goes, man, health care is like half my paycheck, or I can't get health care, or this is a scam, this is screwed up. And the government's like, we got a plan, just go along with this, you're really going to love it. And now it hits you like a freight train, and this is how they do it, folks. Because they've learned in psych warfare that if you create a process and just stall things, people then become accepting of it. This is their main philosophy, their main system of doing this. And I'm like a football coach that's been watching these people for 20-something years and knows all their plays and moves, and the general public doesn't even know the game. They don't even know it's a game. And that's why we're here, folks, is to tell you how the scams work. Because, listen, once you're aware of this stuff, you would cry at how obvious it is if you're a new listener. I know there's 1,000 flavors of media and all this disinfo out there and the rest of it. Folks, there's a real globalist system. They've carried it out in hundreds of other countries. We know their plan. We know their moves. We know their plays. We know their mindset. We know their criminology. We know their modus operandi. We know who their daddy is. We know who the great-granddaddy is. We know who the great-great-granddaddy is, literally. We know the families, we know the banks, we know the players, we know it all. See, you're an expert on football or soap operas, or you're an expert on rock and roll or hip hop or Catholic saints or whatever it is you're into, or baseball scores. I'm an expert on world government combines and their public plan to set up a world government to incrementally turn off your resources until you're fully dependent, to put soft kill, slow kill poisons in the food and water where you're so brain damaged, and I am too, that you're unable to fight back and you roll over and die. You're in an incremental, super technocracy, hyper eugenics warfare plan adopted by Hitler from the British that he planned to carry out as part of Lebensraum, or living space, when he took over the world. You are under a soft kill, weaponized program. Total warfare, total siege, no holds barred. There it is. Insurers warn of overhaul-induced sticker shock. That's AP. And they go and warn Obama, you better not back off on this. You're going to let us tax every American offshore. Fall on your sword, Obama. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code LIBERTY to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Obama is saying that he wasn't informed that the website didn't work until days into the crisis. But they say someday it's going to work. And, of course, the website being broken is a distraction from the rates doubling, tripling, quadrupling, or more. And people being kicked off their plans by the tens of millions, set to be 50-plus million, according to McClatchy. All of this is unfolding. All of this is happening. And then you look at it, businesses cut full-time workers, Christian Science Monitor, Wired Magazine, public colleges cite high cost of Obamacare, and canceling student health plans. We've got all these reports, ladies and gentlemen. Vulnerable Dems scramble to keep distance from Obamacare. That's out of the Hill. What do you mean scrambling to get your distance from it? I mean, you should all be proud of it. The Republican rhinos, John McCain and Boehner and all of them should be very proud. I mean, they work for the same foreign banks. I mean, this is Republicans helped write this. And Democrats would snicker at me and say, shut up, right-winger. We're getting our free health care. You're just mad because your time's over. Socialism, our time has come. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sure the ultra-rich really want to give you something for free because they care about you, dummy. Here's another one. 10 Senate Dems who should apologize for Obamacare. They shouldn't apologize. They should be recalled. They should be impeached. Mary Landrieu, Kay Hagan, Mark Begich. Oh, yeah, he's a piece of work. You know, I know his brother. Michael Bennett, Patty Murray, Tom Harkin, Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, Harry Reid, Max Baucus. No. Their people will double down even more support because they love, losers love being gamed. Losers love being treated like trash. They don't like being treated good. They don't like being given a fair shake. They don't like being treated lovingly and honorably. They want to be abused. They don't want to be free. They want to be slovenly and domesticated and imagine that they're part of a power structure by supporting it. They are the ultimate useful idiots, the ultimate chumps, schmucks, fools, marks, just absolutely pathetic. And all of you mainline Republicans that keep supporting this as well, you are helping destroy this country as well. Good job. Being naive, denying how criminal the system is, ignoring what the founders said, you're going to lose everything because you think you're part of the establishment. White House is trying to salvage Obamacare. Democrats are in distress. Well, it doesn't matter. They'll just put in Chris Christie's. They'll just put in that anti-gun, open border promoting piece of trash that the Republican leadership promotes. Might as well have Obama for a third term. At least we all know he's a liar. It'll take a few years to figure out that self-propelled creature, that self-propelled blob. Christie's. Oh, look, Nancy Pelosi says Obama to propose health fix. He's given the speech right now. He's going to fix it. And you notice he said in his speech over and over again, he said, it stops with me. I take the blame. Because he's been told, listen, we'll prop you up, but we're going to politically destroy you for now. We'll rebuild you later. You can be just like Bill Clinton and get $100 million of money saying it's for Haitian kids and keep all of it. For, you know, your $5 million trips with private jets. But let me explain how this works. You say it's your fault, period. And you don't get rid of it. That's why the Republican leadership's like, looks like we can't change Obamacare. You notice you're hearing that. People are like, why not? Why aren't there bigger hearings? Why aren't people getting in trouble? Where's the impeachment? Because they're all part of the same club. And they want to just blame Obozo. It goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen, the Obamacare fairy tale. But people like fairy tales. You're not supposed to tell little kids. I've had people tell me that I shouldn't tell my kids. I've been walking by an open-air Santa Claus. It's happened several times. And, ho, come over, kids. And my kids go, Santa isn't real. When they were like 3 years old, it happened with my son, Rex. And people are like, you shouldn't have told him that. I'm just like, what am I, lying, say some guy in a red suit comes down the chimney? You know, they've had cases of kids that climb up on the roof by a ladder and go down the chimney and die, really thinking they're going to go down the chimney. Sometimes when there's a fire going in it, they've had cases of that. And, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, look, listen, big government is meant to abuse you. Big government is meant by predatory groups to destroy you. And historically, it delivers nothing but poverty and patheticness. But all of you out there think that you succeed in life by the government getting bigger. I'm talking to government people, government minions. You're going to find out, just like North Korea, that it leads to hell. We'll be right back with intel on Obama.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Obama has come out and pushed a whole nother bucket of lies in a 30-minute speech and supposed press conference to the state-run media lapdogs. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, huge developments on the NSA front on InfoWars.com. The police illegally turned on a Homeland Security system that grabs everybody's data. It's really going in nationwide. It is illegal, and we sourced in articles 3 days ago on Monday, 3.5 days ago, how it was illegal. And so the next day, the police announced, because of the city council freaking out in Seattle, that they were going to be ordering that turned off. It wasn't supposed to be turned on. And the police said, okay, we've turned it off. Well, the news has gone out and checked it. It has not been turned off. So, again, just a wall of government deception. And they all lie now, basically, and deceive at the mid and high levels. There are some good people in government, but the captainship, the commandership, the masters and commanders of the ship of state and major corporations lie as a matter of course militarily against us. That's a military tactic. We're going to be breaking that down, getting into huge Amnesty news, huge news on so many fronts. But I wanted to get Eric Mankell Mueller, syndicated radio host, Fox host, a hit show on History Channel with his brother, Mark Mueller, God, Guns, and Automobiles, has other big TV shows in development. You know, we had him on yesterday. I noticed on Infowars.com and on the YouTube video that went up this morning, a minority of commenters were like, this guy didn't get offered $9.5 million for a three-year contract for another radio show. That's not even that much for a three-year contract, folks, for those that don't know. And, you know, the media, Obama's not trying to buy people off. You know, he didn't get an offer to go not bash the political system. Folks, I've gotten those offers. It's all over the news they're buying off the media through corporate conduits. And Mankell has made that type of money, I happen to know, he didn't like to brag, in a year in the past when his when talk radio wasn't collapsing. You know, back in years like 1998, years like that during the tech boom. I know what went on in radio back then, folks. I know all about it because I've been in it for 18 years, and I work with a small network that doesn't censor me, so I'm paid basically nothing by the GCN radio network. I want to point this out here, give you some inside baseball. That's why I have my own advertisement, my own product. That's how I funded this whole media operation. Nobody else does it the way I do it. I invented this to be able to get the word out by trial and error, but that's a side issue. I want to point out that it took a lot for him to come on air and talk about that yesterday. And that he had a lot of courage. That's why we got him on, because he told me about it. And I said, do you have the will to tell that on air? And he did tell that on air. And then you've got fools out there that don't know that Rush Limbaugh makes $45 million a year, that Glenn Beck profits and keeps over $100 million a year, that people like Michael Savage make incredible amounts of money. They just don't know. So instead of saying, wow, what a hero for saying no to all that money, people say, oh, Mankell's making that up. Well, I'll tell you what he's not making up, because this will all go on record right now. And I know he's telling the truth, because I've had those exact same offers. Harry Lennox, and that's why I got him back on the show. He's got to go, so it's a brief interview. Mankell.com, you can follow him on Twitter. We'll put that up on screen for TV viewers, and I'll give it out to radio listeners. I'm a fan of Harry Lennox, just when I've seen him in movies and stuff. He's a very good actor. And it turns out he's basically the same age as Obama, and is really good, had been friends with Obama, and basically lived with Obama, is how he put it. Might as well have lived with him, was the words he said to Mankell. He came on Mankell's show, but he got a chance to talk to him off air. And, of course, he's now the hit actor on Blacklist. But he joins us to break down this inside intel on what he said behind the scenes about Obama. So, Mankell, thank you so much for coming on with us today, and repeat what you said on your radio show to me about Harry Lennox. We'll put Harry Lennox up on screen for folks that may not recognize the name. Go ahead.
Alex, look, I do want to say MSNBC and all of these people are dying. Your model is a brilliant model for the future. Someday I want to come on and tell you the truth about Glenn Beck. I actually know the truth that nobody else knows. It is somewhat heartbreaking when you reveal these things, and of course you're dealing with morons that don't know, and they go no. They want to believe the Matrix, and I understand it. They still want to believe the hope and change. They want to believe Obamacare. Look, I sold my condo, and the politician today said living in Obama's town of
Chicago.
Yeah,
they're doubling the property taxes, even though property value's down in Chicagoland.
Yeah. But somebody said to me today, a politician, Jack Franks, you can look up who he is. I think he's one of the good ones. But he said to me, he goes, Mankell, thank God you sold your condo, because now every house and condo that sells, 5% of every sale in America has to go to Obamacare. And I said, oh, that's a joke. He goes, no, it's true. Is that true, Alex?
No, that is in the bill. In fact, I actually have an article about it right here. I'm glad you mentioned that. Go ahead.
But can you believe that? And I want to say something else to the people. Look, I would put Alex on, and I don't give a hairy rat's ass anymore. The asses are masses. The masses are asses, and they voted for Obama twice. So, I don't care what people think of me. I just don't care. But Alex, I made fun of you. We laughed at you. We had a good laugh at your expense. I thought you were insane. Drones in American skies, never. Light posts that would listen to us, never. The white boxes that are all over in England that are listening and gathering data, ridiculous, blimps in the sky. I really thought you were a jackass. And boy, brother, you were the canary in the coal mine. So there you go. It's funny how none of us, when you're right, nobody ever says it, do they? It's all knee-slapping hilarious when you're saying some of these things. But my God, man, I wish you were wrong. I really do.
Believe me, I wish that too, brother, every day. I've got.
And I do too. You know what, Alex? I really do. I wish I was wrong. I wish I didn't see it. Ignorance is bliss. I really wish I was helping change, and isn't it great that Acorn's making millions to bamboozle people? I wish I was one of these fools. I often wonder, seriously, instead of toiling and worrying about my children, if I wouldn't just be better with my fat diabetic foot being cut off by Obamacare with my Obama phone and everything taken care of. Actor Harry Lennox came in. This is earth-shattering, earth-shaking. And I want to tell you, I get discouraged. I don't have to work. I sometimes want to walk away. I met a man named Jay Farrow, very cutting-edge comedian from SNL. Brilliant, beautiful human being. It renews me. You get cynical. You meet these jagoffs, these jerks. Harry Lennox comes in at a low point. I was ready to pull the plug. This guy is the star of The Blacklist, the number one hottest new show on TV with James Spader. He was, many will remember, he was the general in Superman. He's a top, maybe the top African-American Shakespearean actor. He's got a version of Henry V coming out. So he's leaving my studio, and he sees a cutout we have of Obama. And he says, well, he's a rat bastard. And I said, what? He goes, oh, because I'm black, I have to like Obama. And we're laughing. I mean, he's the guy's a wonderful human being. He starts laughing. And we're kind of kidding a little. And he says, man, Cal, do I remind you of him? And I said, well, I don't want to say anything. He goes, oh, yeah, because all black people are the same. And he's laughing some more. He goes, man, Cal, Barack Obama is me. He goes, you've seen me on TV. You've seen me in movies. He is me. And I said, what are you talking about? What are you saying? He goes, do I remind you of Obama? And I said, well, yeah, you do. He goes, he mimicked me. He followed me for years. And they wanted me to train him and teach him how to act. This is Harry Lennox's words. I've got some of my crew here. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And what was the word? Like an educated, Southside educated African-American.
Put your crew member as a witness on. This is national news. Put him on.
Okay.
Which crew member is it?
The guy's name's Nathan. He's one of my producers. Here you go. Hello, sir.
Nathan, this was during a break. Tell us what Lennox said.
Yeah, so exactly what Mankow said. He called me, Barack Obama. He said, that guy's a rat bastard. He goes, he named me for years. I trained him to be a Southside educated African American black man from Chicago. Exactly what Mankow said. And he was taught to act like Barack Obama. Or Harry Lennox was taught Barack Obama.
And it's on record. I looked this up when Mankow told me this yesterday, that they are friends and knew each other for years.
That's right. He says he's known him since 1992. Spent many hours with him at his house, talking for hours. He says the only person that knows him better than him would be Michelle Obama.
Unbelievable. And he went on to say that he's a rat bastard. And amazing. Tell folks, thanks for talking to us. Please put Mankow back
sir.
On. Thank you. Mankow, this is at the end of the interview. He's leaving or during a break.
Alex, I hate you bringing this guy into it because, you know, now he's going to get audited. You and I get attacked every year. I get audited illegally every year. They've never gotten one dime. And also, you have to understand something. Harry Lennox has to work in Hollywood. And I really love the guy, and I hope I don't get him in trouble by revealing this. But he did say, I know him. Probably only Michelle knows him better than I do. And he said he's very stupid. He's been taught to act like this. And I said, here's the thing that I want to. To me, this is the bomb.
Bring up the CIA stuff. Yeah. Bring that up.
Well, I CIA, brother, I don't know CIA.
No. Tell me what you told me. But, I mean, get into the fact that you're saying he knew he would be president forever. I mean, repeat what you told me off air.
Well, you just stole my thunder.
But go ahead, say it.
No, look, I said, how long did he know he was going to be president? He said, well, he knew from 1998. And I said, from childhood? He goes, I don't know. I said, but definitely 98. He goes, and maybe earlier. Now, this is a man that hadn't done anything. And Alex, you and I talk about this. Do I have time, or are you going to cut
me
off?
Yes, you got time. Do it.
Okay. Folks, you know, I understand people. You know, you hate George W. Bush, but then the people that love Obama and he does all the same stuff, I don't care if people hate Obama or hate Bush, right? As long as they're intellectually honest, this party-first Nazi attitude, you know, well, yeah, they're rounded up my neighbors I love, but I'm part of the party. This party-first attitude frightens me. I just want people, you can hate me, you can hate Alex, you can love Obama, you can hate Bush, you can hate whatever, but I just want you to be honest with yourself. Have you known anyone, I think of my friend Rusty Humphries, whose dad was killed in Vietnam. He's a couple of little, you know, blurry pictures. Anyone in your family, anybody you've ever known that went to Vietnam, they had a couple of, I mean, think of what the technology was. And yet John Kerry had film crews. John Kerry was a nobody. John Kerry has color footage of him fighting in Vietnam. The boy from Hope, Arkansas, from a divorced family, a nobody. Bill Clinton has pictures as a child of him hanging out with JFK. Dwight D. Eisenhower's granddaughter told me that these people know from birth. I think of the boys from Brazil, that old movie. But whatever. I just wonder, Obama knew in 98 he was going to be president. Who are you, Alex, you claim to know. You've been right on so much. I don't have any clue.
100% Bill Clinton was a CIA project. He is the son of the former governor. The Rockefeller governor, his mother was a lady of the night. They decided to have the baby. That's why he's broken down and cried on TV and said there were only two people that thought he could be president in 1962 when he met Kennedy, and that was his mama and David Rockefeller. Thank you, David Rockefeller. And he broke down and cried because, you know, the Rockefellers took care of him because he was an illegitimate child of the family. He was then put into a CIA program in high school. He then became one of the head CIA people by the late 60s. Under the CIA section chief, we have the names with Hillary, in England. And then he was sent to Russia as a deep cover spy. He's been CIA since high school, at least. Same thing with Obama, his mother, his grandfather, his mother. That's all been partially declassified.
It is amazing that Bill Clinton was hanging out in Russia when he was. But anyway, look, Alex, I don't know. I don't know who is... who's picking these people? But it does seem scripted. It does seem like, I mean, look, everything that Bush did, and you can play all the audio, everything that Bush did, Obama's doing. So no matter how we vote, we get more of them. And I mean the government. I mean
look
the
at Bush
Republicans
Senior,
that are selling
head
out.
Of the CIA. Look at Bush Jr. Clearly was in the CIA earlier. And all of this is how they put in, just like foreign governments used to try to bring people into a country, get them to run for president or prime minister later to infiltrate. That's why we have rules against foreign-born being president here, like Schwarzenegger. It's the same thing, but this is a corporate, long-term strategic takeover plan.
Brother, like everything else you say, I hope it's not true. I'd like to think that any child can be born an American. And if he does it right, he can be president. I don't know.
Sure, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Lennox, rising actor, top actor on TV, movies, great actor. Why do you think he started off air talking so much trash about Obama?
Well, you know what, Alex? The show was over. I don't know that. I didn't know the man. And I want to tell you, he's one of the finest human beings I've ever met in my life. I don't know that he wouldn't have talked about it on air. And I hope I'm not violating a confidence. But look, this guy walked out and said it in front of my whole staff.
Hey, I would have said this is off record. Exactly. He should have said that, so it's on record.
Well, and look, I have, you know, my show's broadcast on TV in Chicago.
There are TV cameras in the studio, yeah.
We're at the Fox Studios in Chicago, right on Michigan Avenue. I mean, I had camera people, producers, four or five people. We stood around and we listened to them. I, I don't think I'm violating the confidence. I hope I don't hurt the man. I think the blacklist is the great. I don't like you. I don't like any of this mainstream TV. I happen to like the blacklist a great deal. I don't want to hurt the man, but he did say it. He did. And if you watch the guy, it's funny. I mean, he is Obama, and he says Obama's a nothing. Alex, I've spent time with Obama. I spent time with Obama before he was anybody, and there's nothing there. Look, I can explain to everybody who Obama is. If you give me 30 seconds, I'll explain it.
Do it.
Okay. I dated a girl that was severely abused by several stepdads. She was molested. She was abandoned. And she was whatever you wanted her to be. Okay? And what I mean by that is it's a defense mechanism. I think Obama probably had a miserable childhood, and he's a nothing. There was no father. There was the mother that abandoned him. She was chasing after, you know, so much has been hidden about her, but she was, it wouldn't have been too hard to sleep with her.
No. His mother was in porn.
So she, you know, he was dumped off in Kansas.
Tell you what, final segment. Stay there. We're going to come back in six more minutes. I want you to finish the story. I'm Alex Jones with Man Cow. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 34% off freeze-dried roast beef. That's a number 10 can with a 25-year shelf life for only $32.99 while supplies last. Ever tried cooking a holiday dinner during an emergency? Try our new Thanksgiving dinner combo. On sale now at 24% off. And the Katadyn Hiker water filter is only $49.99. That's 38% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The low price leader. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Come, you masters of war, here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes, here that build all the bombs, here that hide behind walls.
All right, final segment with Man Cow.
Here that hide behind.
You can follow him on Twitter. We'll put that up on screen for TV viewers here in a moment. But he was getting into Harry Lennox, who's a big actor. We looked it up on record, been friends with Obama for 15 years or so or longer. And he told Mancow, and I mean, Mancow, in your words, folks can follow you at Mancow Muller on Twitter, and he said this in front of your whole TV crew there at the Fox Studios in Chicago. You also have a TV show there, folks that just tuned in. And, of course, you also are contributing to Fox National. He told you in front of all these people that he's horrible. I basically, you know, lived with him. He shadowed me. I mean, this shows that they hired an actor to literally try to train him up, I guess, for the Senate seat at the state level and then the federal level. And he did just come out of nowhere. This is bombshell news, but I don't expect them to even pick this up because the establishment obviously doesn't want this info out. But recap anything else that Lennox said and finish your point.
Well, look, I don't know where to begin, Alex. He said that Obama shadowed him, that he couldn't shake him. It was kind of like a booger on your finger, is kind of the feeling I got, that he couldn't shake him, and that there's nothing there, and that's the point I wanted to make about abused children, that you know, in order to protect themselves, they want to make everybody happy. So as I sat talking to Obama, you know, he was Christian with me, he was Muslim with the next person that came over and talked to him, and he's whatever you want him to be, but there's nothing there. And that's basically what Lennox was saying. There's nothing there. He's an empty vessel. He's whatever you want him to be. And perfect to be manipulated, a perfect puppet. You know, I thought about when Brian Henson was in my studio and Kermit was sitting there and it was just a green glob, but it came to life once his hand was there, you know, once the hand was manipulating. And that's kind of Obama. He's just kind of, there's nothing there. It's dead. Until his backers, his controllers, put what he needs to say on the teleprompter. There's nothing there. I mean, he's very stupid. I talked with him, Alex. You know that. I spent time with him before he was anybody. I knew more about the church, that abomination of a church, before I knew about Obama. But Lennox is a brilliant actor. And if you watch him, that's what Obama's supposed to act like. The take charge leader.
And it's weird because when you watch Lennox, I thought he was copying Obama and Superman and in TV shows and stuff. And I guess that's why Lennox is irritated because he trained Obama and now he sees him up there destroying the country playing the part of Harry Lennox. Yeah. This is huge. Mancow, thank you so much for the time and your courage.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I want to say this. I really believe that Lennox is one of the finest people I've ever met. I think that he probably wasn't aware of how this would go with Obama. He did know back in 98 that Obama was telling him he was going to be president. I don't think Harry believed that. And I do think that Harry Lennox loves his country. So I really do believe that.
Yeah, and I think for Harry's own safety, it's good this is out now. Contact Lennox. Hey, help us get him on, Mancow. We'll have him on with you. So I think we should flesh this out now. This is a big deal. Thank you very much, Mancow.
See ya.
All right, there goes Eric Mancow Muller, top show on History Channel. He's got two more TV shows coming out. And syndicated radio host. He's a pretty credible guy telling you all that intel. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we're only running this for a couple more weeks because we're going to end up selling out of them. This happens. We do this every fall, but they're selling out so quick. 20% off on all the ProPure gravity-fed, highest quality stainless steel filters that cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosates, all of it. Promo code WATER20 at InfoWarsStore.com. And it is your purchases that support this broadcast. And we bring you the very best products, the lowest prices. Promo code WATER20 at InfoWarsStore.com or when you call 888-253-3139. And we got more of the amazing proprietary nascent pure iodine in. It's available now and now shipping at InfoWarsLife.com for your thyroid protection.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.